Okay, so now we're going to bring this halacha maisa. So we again we saw the sugya last week of hamistapik shem shbener. So you're not allowed to do that. Rashi thinks that means that even if you're taking the oil out of the lamp to use it for your salad, it's still aser, because for whatever reason we discussed last week, perhaps because the malacha that you're doing is not directly food-related, meaning what you want is the oil in your food. The fact that you're being mechaba is not directly ochel nefesh or something like that. Tosfos and their seruas and obviously that's not the case. If it's food-related, then it's mutter. The second question we dealt with is, okay, what exactly is the problem here with the mistabek shem and shemaneir? So Tosfos had said that it's only a problem if you dim the candle immediately, but if it's just going to make it go out earlier, but the candle itself doesn't dim, so then it's fine, because the only problem with mechabe is when you're actually mechabe es haor. But if you don't do that, so this is on yantiv, obviously. If you don't, but on yantiv, if it doesn't go dimmer, so then it's just gram kibli, right? It's just delayed, and therefore it is mutter. The Rush says no. The Rush says even if you speed up how fast it's going to be extinguished, that's also prohibited. And then we saw machlok tachronim, whether according to Rush that's true, even if it won't go out till after Yom Tov at any rate, even if it, what did I say? If it's only true if it'll go out on Yom Tov, or even if it's going to only go out after Yom Tov. Okay. Then the next thing we saw was the mini sugya here, which is, you know, one, two, three, four words, right? That kinba sherry, that they're, that while mistapek shemeshanera is not permitted, kinba is mutter. Which we saw a different pshatim. So, for example, it means that if you have a bonfire and you have pieces of wood that haven't caught fire, then everyone agrees that that's a separate entity from then the candle itself and the lamp itself, and therefore it's mutter, or then the fire itself, as opposed to the oil lamp. And we saw a machlokas about what happens with if you have pieces of wax floating in a candle. Is that mutter? What about cutting a piece of the candle? So Tosfos says it's mutter if you cut it with fire. The Or Zarua says it's mutter even if you cut it with a knife. Okay, so the two big halacha l'maaseh implications of this are, one are gas stoves, and the second is timers. Now, as we'll see, timers is a much bigger shayla. We're just going to focus on the aspect of the timer shayla that relates to this question of a sambek shemesh. But first, let's see the gas stoves. Okay, so if I asked you, a gas stove, are gas stoves, should you be able to turn it off on Yom Tov or not? According to Tosfos, according to the Rush, what would you think?
Turn it off, period?
Turn it off.
No.
No, why not? That's what most poskim say.
Question?
Yeah, but why? I mean, that's what most poskim say.
Because you're extinguishing...
Because you're turning it off, right? The simple understanding, you can't turn it off because you're not allowed to extinguish, right? And if you turn it off, you're extinguishing. But why might you say it's permitted, right? Why might you say that it's permitted?
Because it's unlimited supply, and you're basically... It's not the same thing as with the oil.
Correct. The way to say that it's mutter is to say, well, according to Tosfos, the only problem is when you take from something which is this entity. But if it's a separate entity, so it's not usher, right? This is the equivalent, at some level, of the kinba, right? You're just taking away fire that isn't yet part of it, right? If you think about it, the gas that's in, wherever it is, right, is being provided by the gas company, which is not in your house yet, right, is being pumped through the pipes. At this moment, the gas, could be a mile away from your house, right? It's not part of your fire, right? So if I turn it off, all I'm really doing is cutting off the supply. It's like the kinba. It's like I'm taking away extra wood, and as soon as whatever is in the stove or in the pipes is done, it'll just go off.
I accept that if you turn off the gas somewhere else other than right at the stove.
Right, so that would be an interesting question, is there a distinction if you perceive it as going off immediately or not, right? If I cut off the gas at some other place and I don't perceive it, right, that's a question of whether perception.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you, right? Rusher Weiss has a piece, we've seen this on Sunday, where he says that we define malachos by human perception. If it looks to you like you're turning it off, then you're turning it off. If it looks like you're turning it on, you're turning it on. But if all you're doing is, you're cutting off the gas, the valve that's going into your house, right, and mimela, 30 seconds later, a minute later, it slowly dies out, so maybe that would be different. I'm willing to accept that is as a possibility, for sure.
What about those old pilot light stoves when they, which they don't have anymore, I don't think, but the actual burning flame
Yeah, it's always everything.
Right, and if you have a pilot light, it might even be, right, then it might really be Mutzer, because then you're not extinguishing, all you're doing is you're, right, you're minimizing the flame.
The pilot light, there was one pilot light for the whole stove.
Right.
Right. Your element.
Right.
Off,
so right. So what you'd have element. To ask is is it viewed as one big flame that's divided into multiple places, and all you're doing is minimizing it, or are you extinguishing this flame and there's another flame that happens to feed into it? Right. That would be all part of the shaila. Okay. So let's go through the halacha. Right. We've seen the theoretical basis in the Rishonim, but let's now play it out through the poskim and see how this goes. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch number one. So to turn the oil away from the candle, from the lamp, in order to extinguish the wick, is kibui, is extinguishing, that's prohibited. And you can't take the wick out of the lamp to put it in another candle, because it's very nice, you want to put it in another candle. In the meantime, right, you're extinguishing it, right? You're separating it from its source of oil. The Ramah then says, "Mutl hosted psilos and lenin del lekedei shi'aver har bevichave b'mehevra." But you are allowed to add extra candles to the your extra wicks to the lamp, which will cause it to go out earlier. And we saw that that's a machlokas we shown him, whether you're allowed to, because normally mechaba is prohibited, but mavir is mutter. But what if you're doing havara with kavana to be mechaba? Now obviously if you need more light, it's mutter. But what if you're doing it with kavana to make it go out earlier, right? You say, it's not that I need more light now, I have sufficient light. But if I leave one wick in, it'll go for 4 hours. If I put 2 weeks in, it'll go out in 2 hours, and I want to go sleep in 2 hours. Are you allowed to do that? Right, with the kavana of kibui, so the Ramah seems to say mutter, but it's not totally clear, because maybe he's talking about a case where you want it to, you want more light, but we'll see that the Be'er Halacha will take this up. Okay, Siv Gimel. Nir shel sha'ava sherotza liko b'yom tov, v'chaz alav shel yisarev kulo. You have a wax candle that you want to light on yom tov, but you don't want it to all be burnt up. Yochal itno saviv. So before you light it, so you know, you could wrap, let's say, half of the candle, I don't know, in tin foil, so that when it gets, this really wouldn't work. Would it? Maybe it would. Would it?
Putting in water would work.
I mean, if you didn't cover the whole thing, if you covered like that bottom half, when it got there, would it extinguish? Probably.
Not right away, but in time.
Yeah, maybe eventually.
Probably. If it's, that's what burns into it.
So whatever you would do, that, or you want, I don't know, you soak it, put it in water, so when it gets to that level, it'll be immersed, or whatever that you can do, because that's not called Grom Kibli, because you haven't, it's not lit yet, right? You're just minimizing when you light it, how long it's going to go for. That's fine. Rama says, V'yesh matirin lachloch ner shoshava b'or. This is the position of Tosos. Some say that you're actually allowed to burn off half of the candle while it's lit. The Hainu Shmadlik and Gamlamatik de la Katsra, right? You can melt the bottom so it'll last shorter. But Chainogin, that's a minog. Of a desak and osra, but he paskins that you aren't allowed to do it with a knife. That's, again, the position of Tosfos. Umutu lahamed ner b'makom sharuach shalei kadeshich be. You're allowed to leave a candle where it's windy so that it'll go out. You can't move it to where it's windy, right? To move a candle where it's windy, that's causing kibui. To leave it where it's windy is mutter, right? If I open the door because I need to leave the house and I want it to go out, I'm allowed to leave the door open so it'll go out. Im kvar ruach menashev, assuming. But you can't move it to a place which is windy already, meaning if the wind is blowing. If the wind isn't blowing, right, if I'm moving my candle to my hallway, and I know that once I open the door, it's going to blow it out, that's fine, right, because I'm moving it, I want light in my hallway, and I'm leaving it in my hallway, because I know as soon as I open the front door, it will go out, that's fine. Okay. So if you look at the Be'er Halacha, so the Be'er Halacha says, Miyad hu mechabem.
Okay, just a question. This is all... Now we have concepts of cooking, where you're actually mechabe, like let's say a flambe, where you light it and put it out. I'm assuming that's actually mutar anyanta as part of cooking.
Probably, right? If you need kibui, like you actually need kibui itself for a chol nefesh,
right?
Then presumably it's mutar.
So then wouldn't that now make that malacha in our days mutar, so that we would be allowed to, once the malacha itself is mutar, I mean, in those days, we may not have had that type of a
process. Again, if you think that every malacha automatically, you know, if you think the way Tosos does that, once any malacha can be used in any way to perform v'chol nefesh, it magically went on malacha, then presumably, according to Tosos, yes. But if you don't paskin like Tosos, that it's only certain malacha you say mitoch, then no. Right? I mean, we don't paskin like that extreme Tosos. Right.
Right, but do these things get revisited based on the way cooking and
things? Yeah, but it's still not standard. I mean, it's still not most things that you...
Last time you had a flambe.
What is a flambe? I don't
know. It's kind of lit at the table. It's kind of cooked at the table, right?
on charcoal or something? On
you basically...
Alcohol.
Or sugar.
I assume that would be most if you actually needed it, you know.
The burn is not even that hot, you know.
Okay,
right.
The white is blue.
Yeah,
because that's a very hot
flame.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look into it. Okay, so the Ber Halacha says, Miyanu Mechabe. So this is, right, the prohibition to take out the wick because it's going to go out immediately. So I'm Mishnah Brura Masher Kosav. Imeinu Yochol Lechos Apsila V'chulei. But then he says, some people want to say that it's mutter lahoros b'zeh l'kula b'lampin shalanu, right, by our lamps. Sh'be'ez hadlaka lasos b'yom tov k'mo b'chol. Sh'derech...
What? When he says b'lampin shalanu, is he talking gas, oil, lighter?
No, he's talking about oil.
Wasn't he around the time of Mishnah Berurah?
He is the Mishnah Berurah. He is the Mishnah Berurah. Kerosene, maybe, yeah. I mean, to quote Rilochenstein, the amazing thing about the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if this is a good thing, the amazing thing about the Mishnah Berurah is that it feels like it was written in the 16th century. It was written in the 20th century, right? He doesn't mention electricity in the entire book.
Wasn't it finished in the 1920s?
Yeah, 20th century.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It took almost 40 years.
That's what I'm saying. And the astonishing thing is that he never weighed in on any modern shaila, like anything, like no electricity, no... He said you would read the book, you wouldn't know that it was written in, you know, 1920. You would think it was written in 1650, right?
Unlike the Aruch
HaShulchan. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about electricity, because of course he did, right? Like,
he's the sofa because you can use a watch to...
Correct, and if you can turn out a light, he thinks you can turn off electric lights on Yom Tov, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn on, whatever, yes.
Between a Rosh Hashiva and a Rav.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say about it. It's a good observation. Now, I don't know if there wasn't electricity in Rotten. I assume there must have been something. Clearly, he's using mostly something else, but okay. But anyways, mivizek kula bidlamp and shalanu beit hadlaka lasas biyom tov kamo b'chol. We can do what we do in the week. What do we do during the week? Shederechu lahotzi apsila u'lahadlika. You take the wick out, you light it there. V'achar kach laham shechapsila l'sochal yidei hasroif hanase lozeh laham haschuches aleah v'achar kach motzia l'chot. So what did they do? They would take the wick and they would like put it in. It sounds like a glass tube, right? You didn't like put it straight in the thing, but you had the sort of body of the lamp and then little tubes, and you put the wicks in the tube. So you'd have to take the wick out, right, and then sort of drag it through. So that he said you can do that. V'tamam sha'af shebe'is hamshachas hamtzila l'zocha makdina or v'hu b'chal mechaba came and shoot the wellas. He said because even though while you're, fiddling with it, the light goes out a little bit, it dims. But, like, that's how you do this. This is what you need, right? It's the toilet. It's meant, you're not doing it to be machabe, you're doing it to, right, to light. And this is the general rule, right? If it's going out a little bit because, you're fiddling, that's how you normally light it, that's fine, right? That's just a point we should make clear, right? We mean machabe is usher. If you're trying to light it, and it sometimes it happens, right? You're transferring the flame, it dims a little bit. Think about it. Like when you're transferring a flame from your, yahrzeit candle to your Yom Tov candle, and the flame, dims for a second while you're fiddling with it, that's fine. Like, that's how you light. Shayideze yuchal achar kach lahagdil or. I will be'emes enochem. So he said, I'm not sure that's true. Ki hu mamish domi lahadin shmu b'fnim. Because that's like this halacha, that you can't take the wick out totally. Now, I assume he wouldn't argue, by the way, on this, lighting from one candle to another going out a little bit. Here, it sounds like you're actually removing the wick totally from this contraption for a second. That he doesn't like. But the Taz didn't like it. Umasha Amru Shu L'Toela Shalef Shalat Samson B'Tchil L'Hachnezoch HaMashinka. Like the machine, right? As or L'Hatlik Shem Sila, and he says, but so it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is very limited in his argument, right? His argument is because you could do it the other way around, right? You could put the wick in and then light it, rather than, right, light it, take the wick out, and, you know, place it back in and fiddle with it, right? You could just put it straight in, have it waiting for you, and then light it. If that's the reality, so you can do it a different way. Okay, so basically what the Mishnah Berurah says, his principle is, look, it depends. If it's possible to not dim the flame in lighting it and not remove it from its source of fuel, so then you should do that. If it's not possible, then everyone agrees it's mutter. The Taz apparently thought it really wasn't very easy, or I can't even imagine what they're doing, but that basic principle makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there are two things going on with those kinds of lamps. because you when you raise the wick, you give the flame more wick and makes the flame brighter. So it's like making the fire bigger in order to use up the
right.
oil faster, but you're not doing it for that. You're doing it to get more light.
Right, so that he says is mutter, but it's something with like the being making mechaba, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, so but you lower the flame to make it dimmer. And then to turn it out, you lower it enough so that it goes in, you know, way into the tube. So that
is that what it does?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You can buy them in antique shops.
We'll have to get one just for.
The process is till you get the light the way you want, you play with it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he's talking about, and he's saying that's us, or that's what he's talking about. You can't play right at the Taz, so you could even play with it because that's normal.
The knob raises and lowers the wick.
So maybe that's what he's talking about. It could be that's what he's talking about. Okay. Now the next one, v'chaben b'mheira. So the Ramah had said that you are allowed to add wicks to the candle to make it go out faster. So now, as we said, is that only when you want more light, right? And then the Ramah is just saying very simple, which is if I need more light, I'm allowed to light more flames, even if that makes it go out earlier. Or even when I'm doing it in order to extinguish the flame, right? I add extra wicks for the sole purpose of making it burn quicker. Is that mutter? So as we saw, that's a machlokas we've shown him, and as Berlacha notes, it's still machlokas achronim. Ein belia rabba v'nahar shalom shemefak gun al rama v'mash hosu v'deisha yavir harbe. They weren't sure about this clause. The rama sounds like it's mutter to add wicks, even when your goal is to make it go out. V'chav mehe rabba zel lo nimtza. V'ran avod es hakodesh la rashma v'vur le itzur, because the Ran and Rashba say that's asr mechavin b'shvil l'chabos. V'eino mutter elam ken mechavin sheher harbe. The only time it's mutter is if you want more light. Afte memeli chabib mehira, even if it's going to go out earlier, that's true, but who cares? V'chein hevia el yorabba b'shem tzav ramanik v'chein gulosh na Ran, gufa d'mer mechavin d'vishvil l'ha'or. V'chein matzati v'meiri shem mechavin l'maher kibuya asr. Right, so we note all these Rishon will think it's asr. We saw them last week, so the Meiri, so the Ran. El denira detoli zev machlokas et asr zah rush. But then he says, you know what? That machlokas of whether it's mutter to light extra candle, extra wicks for the sole purpose of making the candle burn down faster, I think is subject to the machlokas tosis in the rush. Why? Dila hatosvos v'hainu ayish matirin l'kamonus if gimel matirin l'hadlik ner shava hadoluk be'emtza av shim mechaven kidei l'katzra l'mayar kibuya huadin bazen. Avala harash de'osir sham huadin kan. So I think, right, the tosvos had said what? Tosfos says, as long as you don't dim the flame, you're allowed to make it go out faster, right? Even by, you know, cutting the candle in half by burning the bottom off, right? So if you're allowed to burn the bottom off of the candle to make it go out quicker, then obviously you're allowed to add more candles to make it go out quicker. Tosfos said, the only time it's mechabe is when I minimize, dim the light itself. But according to the Rush, who says that the problem is when I want the candle to go out faster, so then this might be usur. Now, I would note, it's not necessarily usur. But according to Tosfos, it's obviously mutter, because Tosfos says explicitly, I can take a candle, right, and while it's lit, I can cut it in half with a fire, right, so that it lasts half as long. So obviously, I'm allowed to do this. According to Rush, who says you can't quicken the process of extinguishing, you could say it's alter. V'chein muchoch meli arabu beragrosh adinze walpi hayesh matirin l'kamon v'inein izbar l'kamon v'shnebrud yesh l'chosham l'das harosh. And he said, and since I think you should be choshesh for the rush, imkein gam kan yesh lochosh lasarav mecha'af mechevan shechabu befrat sheharbe rishonu chasu befeirish l'isra bazeh chavin l'chavos kanal. V'da'od, The hataz shahotim we didn't zet the mutul hatos ma'at ner hadola kadeshiyate hashava yachdirena limaala. The taz went even farther and said, what can you do? You could sort of play with the candle until the whole thing catches on fire, right? And then till the I don't know exactly what he's describing, but you tip it until part of the actual wax like catches on fire, not just the wick, so that it'll just all melt down, right? I don't know exactly how you do it, but.
Yeah, probably. It sounds like what you're talking about is if the top of the candle is diagonal, so the flame isn't that good.
Right, so what you do
is. It melts the part that's sticking up, and so that you have an even surface.
Right, and like, but it'll cause it obviously to melt down and go faster. It's however exactly you're maneuvering it, but that's what you're doing, right? I understand what he's doing. I can't visualize it, but.
You can light it through the bottom as well.
Right, light to the bottom, or, you know, I don't know, or maybe you could try to get the whole thing to catch on fire. I don't even know how you do that, but I guess you could. I guess. Right, you keep doing it until the whole thing basically burns down, right? You just sort of like, you know, do this, and the flame keeps getting bigger, you know, it just melts down till the end of it. You can do that. So the Taz just says, yeah, the Ramah says it's mutter, it's mutter. The Bar Halacha says no. If you paskin that it's usher to do that, it's usher to do Havara with the kavana to do kibui, then this is gamsham asr chanal. The gamra yitzi bel yirab of narsholim v'chavet Moshe umayim mordechai shadachu dvarav. That's why all the achronim reject the taz. Ayn sham v'heim evinu kidvarav kshemata haner matich me'ashava tibos la'aretz v'zevavali asr l'harosh d'mayit ashavim b'chabehu v'amayim mordechai mitad l'asr of dasa tosvos. And my mordechai thinks it's asr even according to tosvos. V'kodim mache oro ayidei ha'ataya v'atochal aretz g'achach mavir yoser achein. Avin the first bar open sheno matich laretz raksha de'atayev atacha ole shalavet yisarf maher gamkin asur kem shemechavein bazesh tichle maher. So Mamar Mordechai thinks even Tosfos would say it's asur because, right, you know, I guess for a second while you're doing that, right, you know, like when you tilt the candle, goes out for a second, like it dims for a second, right? So according to Tosfos, it's asur, right? Pashas is. I don't know if that's right. Maybe it is, right? Sometimes you take the candle, you know, you turn it like this to melt it down for a second. Like, you barely see the flame because it sort of, like, goes at a horizontal while burning the thing. So according to Tosfos, maybe it's also, but Pashtos, he says, this question of whether you can add candles or you can play with the wick until the whole thing burns down, is it totally in the machlokas, Tosfos in the Rush? According to Tosfos, it's only a problem when you dim it. It would be mutter. According to the Rush, it's usher because you can't bechavana speed up the process of burning.
Okay, none of these tshuvas are based on Rashi's concept that you're taking the oil away for ochel nefesh.
Correct.
Okay, so nobody's actually going in that direction.
No one seems to be going in the direction of Rashi, no.
Wow.
Well, this is wax, obviously, they're not, but or kerosene is not, you know, they're not doing that. But no, it doesn't seem like Rashi is there. Tosfos seems to be the majority. Okay, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos in 3, it says, V'yesha mistapkin ba'ofen sha'ava ha'reish lo'keh shem ma'ner adayin nidlok ad motzot yom tov. So just to remind ourselves, right, so we saw that the Achronim argue, according to the Rush, is it mutter to speed up the process of it going out, if it's only still only going to go out after yom tov, in gamza osro la'rosh, v'das not al-hachmir. So he says, as we saw last week from the Sfas Emes, that it's probably osur. Lo chilku benim yeshar b'shemen umat shemen. The kaven shenira kikibui osur adavar. Mikan nilmod lasur liskar barze mechal agas harashiyim. But now he says, and what does this teach us? You can't turn off, and this is what Alan wanted to do. He said, this is, you can't turn off not just your gas stove. You can't turn off the valve to your house because that's the Rush, right? According to the Rush, the problem is, you're speeding up the process, even if it would happen after Shabbos. So he says, it doesn't matter where you turn off the gas. If you turn it off in your stove, if you turn it off at the beginning of the house, if you're machmer like the Rush, which the Bar Halacha says, that you aren't allowed to do anything that will speed up the process of kibui, so even shutting off the valve at the beginning of your house is aser. Afshanim tzom birichok rav, me'la'abas ha'gaz ha'dolekes bevayis. Even though it's far away from your stove, the kibui ala heves nasis la'achar dakot arukos, even takes a few minutes. Me'askiras ha'brazim ha'rashiyim, mikol makom, kevin sh'alpi rov, miyad imskira ha'brazim ha'rashiyim niskaev, v'nechleshes ha'esh v'kirayim. So, here he hedges. As soon as you turn off the gas, it dims for a minute. Harezi ki kibui mamish, then it's kibui, presumably even according to Tosfos. V'afim inu nechleshes ha'esh ala'achar zman, even if it doesn't, Mikol makom l'shitas harash asra davar kvar kasa mishna brush. Nachum l'hachem rei l'shitas so. So shutting off the gas stove or even shutting off the valve to your house, the Piskei Tshuvos, quote, what is I think the majority psak, which is if it goes out immediately, if it starts dimming immediately, then obviously that's asur bein l'tosos bein l'harash. But even if it's going to go out later, it doesn't matter. According to the rush, it's kibui to speed up the process.
Why is everybody worried about the rush?
Because Mr. Brewer says it's a possible like the rush. To me, at least machmer like the rush.
But why?
Why not?
Like, why isn't he set prices? Why is he machmer on the bottom?
Well, it's a deraisa.
Isn't it a deraisa?
Potentially deraisa.
Why would it be?
Because kibui shalom is a malacha shalom lochal nefesh. I mean,
it's anything. It's like a psik resha, isn't it?
Which no, it's not a secret. You're doing it on purpose. You're bechavana.
Not for that purpose.
No, it is for that purpose. If so, it goes out. Mm-hmm. Right? If you don't want your stove going all of yontif, so you turn off the gas, or you turn off the valve coming into your house. It's not secretia. It's kavana. You're doing kibui shalolochol nefesh. Right? It's deraisa. Right? I think that's why they're worried about it, and because the rush is the rush. But even if it's not, right? That's also a good reason. Okay, so I think that's majority of poskim, which basically say, look. According to Tosos, anytime you dim it, it's usher. According to Rosh, anytime you cause it to go out earlier, it's usher. Turning off a gas stove or turning off the valve coming into your house is still, at worst, it will dim it, right? And therefore, it'll be usher according to everybody. And in best situation, it won't dim it, but it'll cause it to go out earlier. And therefore, it'll be usher according to the Rosh as well, at least according to the Rosh, which we should be machmir. However, the outlier here is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe, so if you look in 4, says, Uvedavar lahakdin isha gaz b'yom tov. Im adif mi v'chav l'gamrei. So he says, minimize it, turn it, dimming the gas, is that mutter? So he says, "Any row is that better than extinguishing? Any row nevazem tam shia adif debahakdanu gam ken v'chabe, kmo v'chav l'gamrei." So first he sounds like he's very machmir. He says, turning down the gas is aser, because it's mechabe, right? Minimizing the flame, according to Tosfos, is mechabe, and therefore it's just as bad as extinguishing. V'yeshes lichidush gadol ve'ina roti lichtov ze b'ksav. But I have a big chiddush and I want to write it down. What was this chiddush? So, as Rai Tendler tells you, not in the name of his father-in-law, but an article that he wrote in 1952, right? And we'll see it inside. Rav Avadia quotes it not from him, but from the Tshuva Netzer Matai. Right? This became a huge machlokas because there was one person who had the guts to put it in print before Rav Tendler. Right? Rav Moshe, all his Talmidim say, his chiddush was that our gas stoves are not what the Piskei Tshuvos said. He said, what is our gas stoves? The Piskei Tshuvos summarizes most Achronim, that our gas stoves are essentially, according to Tosfos and the Rush, mechabe. But Rav Moshe said, no, what are our gas stoves? Our gas stoves are kinba. Right, are the case where you have a bonfire and you just pick at the wood that's not yet in the flame.
The pilot lights,
so it's partially because of the pilot light and partially because the gas is coming from a pipe outside your house. And the whole svar of kinba is anything which is not, the lamp is all one entity. So it's usher. But if it's coming from outside your house, it's true that if I left my pilot, if I left the gas on, it would keep going forever. Right? But that's only because new gas keeps being pumped into my house. But it's not like right now the gas is integrated into my flame. So as his Talmidim say, and you know, Rav Moshe thought it was there for mutter, v'chein ra'iti b'yomtov, right? That he would make himself a cup of tea and turn off the flame. Right? That was his minhag. But I want to write it.
Lower it down.
Turn off. Rav Moshe, the chiddush, his Talmidim all say that his chiddush.
In those days, there would have been a pilot light.
Right, so it could be because of the pilot light, right? But it could also be, right, if it's the pilot light, then ours won't help you, right? But it could be because the source of the gas is coming from the outside. Rav Moshe doesn't really tell you because,
doesn't want
to. He doesn't tell you. But one person had the guts to throw himself in, and that was the Tshuva Netzer Matai, who was a Mizrahi rabbi living in the heart of Bnei Brak, who then, as I mentioned, it didn't go well for him. He had a kol korei against him. And if you go in Hebrew books to Tshuva Netzer Matai, the front page of the Hebrew book thing is not the cover page. It is the kol korei against the sefer, right? By Rav Bosner and other poskim from Bnei Brak at the time. So
How's that different than electricity, though?
What do you mean?
You can turn electricity up and down.
Yeah, like a pipe.
Electric, so.
A pipe can be like an electric, basically whatever they call it, the electricity carry coming into the house through the wires, right?
Right.
So it's also coming from outside.
Oh, yeah. No, not really.
So would there be a difference today if gas stoves are...
If you possibly hear Moshe, would our gas stoves be different? Would electric stoves be different?
It depends on how the stove is being made, because... There's some stoves that the button, as you raise and lower it, there clicks. It turns on and off with each click.
As it turns on, like, more...
But if it's smooth...
Most of the new ones are like that. We had that show in Ottawa, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We had a...
You have to get a special show.
It was about Chiba. It was an electrical...
Yeah, but that's a different technology.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
A regular electric stove, you say, because of that clicking?
Maybe?
Because
it's lighting new things. And
right, it turns it off and on each time you make it on a higher level.
No problem with the digital display.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, we have that.
Now, with the gas stoves being an easy solution, by the way, the gas stoves, according to everybody, and I thought I was smart because I, came up with this, but Machon Somet did this, but you don't really need Machon Somet. They have these inventions, is to just put a timer, right? Just put a timer on it, goes, the gas cuts after an hour. Moshe didn't like timers, but, the Shaila I mentioned that I asked Rabbi Leibowitz, he's talking about it, I have to email him again. That I'm not sure about is whether you could do they have motion sensor ones, right? I mentioned this, right? Where you, as long as you're in the room, so it won't trigger a timer. As soon as you walk out, the timer starts. If you don't walk back in, right, then it'll go out. I'm not convinced that's not mutter. I'm not convinced it is mutter. I'm still thinking about it.
But these things, essentially, the only difference is with these Shabbos mode things is that basically, you don't see any change in the temperature on the unit itself, so that it looks like there's a change in the numbers, right? The numbers stay the same.
The digital numbers.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the big thing.
Right. I mean, that's a big machlokas, right? Rav Heineman likes it. I mean, he was like the Rav Maksha on it, and Ray Neuberger, this is, I think, our first year in contemporary halacha, that it's a mitzvah for all of you to go out and stop people from using the Yom Tov mode ovens. I'm like, I don't know what it is. Whatever. I was like, wow. This is above my pay grade. Like, everyone can ask their own rabbis. They can ask. If Neuberger's are opposed, don't use it. If Rav Heineman's are opposed, I'm not fighting Rav Heineman. Right? But, okay. But anyways, let's see. I didn't give you the Netzer Matai inside. I gave you Bavadja's summary because, he's on Bar-Ilan.
It's a blood feud, isn't it?
What?
Heineman and Neuberger is like a blood feud in Baltimore.
Is it? Neuberger's from, is YU?
No, Miller.
Oh, you're talking about, okay.
Ron
Miller.
You're
talking about a different Neuberger.
There's different
Miller. Ron Miller once again.
Herman Neuberger had a party.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me, but I've never heard cheer from Ron Miller in my life. No, I think I actually knew that he was one of the Balshitos against it. But,
right.
Okay. I'm fine. So look at in Rav Ovadia. He says, Nira, Shel Viteres Acharon Lachalik Ben Eitim Shem Guf Nivdal Benifrat Zem Bizet Lepsila Veshem and Shem Kuguf Echad Gam Ninan Kol Agaz Hazarem Derech Hatzinar Hu Kuguf Echad. He said, I think that if the standard is it one integrated unit or not? So I would say a gas stove is one unit. It's not like taking the little piece of wood away that isn't yet ignited. I don't think it's right. Against the Tshuva's Netzer Matoi, lahatir gam begas. Because he said it was mutter with the gas. Why? He said our gas is not an integrated unit. It is just an external thing, like it's the little pieces of wood on the outskirts of the bonfire. Even though you turn it off, it goes off immediately. Still, all you're doing is preventing the gas from going.
It's propane stoves.
Whatever they're using. I don't even know. This is the 1950s. I don't know what he's using in Israel. I mean, from what my mother was telling, my mother was born in Israel, you know, in Cholon in the, in, you know, in the 1950s,
right.
Right? I don't know what they had, right? Like, you know, they, you know, lived in like a ramshackle, you know, whatever.
Saunders.
I don't even know. I have no, I can ask my mother. I don't know.
Still
in it, yeah. And now Rav Avadya says, so, Uva Mechilas Kvod Taraso. Divre, Mechilas Kvodo. Divre Shkagahim. This is a mistake. Velo Naga, Velo Paga, Dinzed, Ledin Vidurthetim. They have nothing to do with each other. Remu 4, Mikolshkin, Vishma Kosova, Gun Garbin, the Sal, Taras Kushes, Atazanal, Major Rama, Silka, Eitzim, Heavy Time, and Mishim Shalalachonim, Lokech, Eitzadolik, Lenichovitarach. He said, first of all, they're not the same. Second of all, I can make it worse, because then Karban Nisanal says it's only when you need the wood. Right, it's going to get too hot or whatever, right? It's going to burn the food. And that's the Karban Nisanal that you can't even take the pieces of wood unless it's for an Ochel Nefesh purpose. So he said the Karban Nisanal doesn't like this whole thing and says even taking the wood away is only for Ochel Nefesh. But even if you don't hold that way, even if it's mutter not lochel nefesh, right? So the Netzer Matayan, apparently Ramosha, right, said that turning off a gas stove is like taking away external pieces. Rav Avadya says, what are you talking about? It's an integrated unit. I tend to agree, you know, I understand why Rav Poskim agree with Rav Avadya, because I tend to agree with the Rosh Hashanah. Halacha is decided not by like what theoretically is happening, but what it looks like is happening. When you turn off your gas stove, it goes off. Right? That's what it looks like. That's what it seems to be. I don't care that technically what you're doing is you're cutting off the gas, right? And then it's, you know, mimela, like you're turning it off. I, you know. But this was the machlokas. V'tavet eini b'shut neitzer matoi shehevi mashkos v'atosu zochiach m'deiret tozo alo l'hatzer skiras haberes shal michal agas shigom shiv zekar zerem v'chava atanor mishom davei b'geder gram kibu d'shara b'yom tov. And then the neitzer matoi said a second svara. One, it's like the piece of wood on the outskirt of the bonfire. Two, it's only gram kibui, because you're causing it to go out but not actually turning it off. Rav Avadya says, what are you talking about? Dvarv t'mum, sh'ray davar yadu'al, ein kol, sh'skir daber, s'mashpia miyad, l'mayna shalv. What are you talking about? You turn off the flame, it goes off. What is this gram? This is not an indirect cause, you turned it off. Like, pshuto ke mashmo, it is turning off. Like, you know, Rav Avadya is also like this, right? It's very, like, common sense. Like, look at what you're doing. You turned it off. I don't get it. You're like taking the oil out of the candle. The cause of all that. And that which you said, according to the Rush, right? The Rush says you can't speed up the process, but that's only, again, if it's one unit. But if you're causing it from to externally lose power, lose gas, so then it's only gram kibui. Again, he said, Noros Neflesi, Demainin Zelazet, what is, why are these the same? Harevistiras Haberes, Shalagaz, Logaramim is stopping when Hashemin, Ashipishvarish Apianir, Chashim Mechabe. This is like taking the oil out. I don't get it. Umamei Graifo, Skir Haberes, Shalagaz, Shamonebe Mesharim, it's Rimat Hagaz. Why is this different? You're directly cutting off the gas. Vishaini Milu Hakilim, Mayim, Masas Men Machito, Lismo, Hadlego, Shuin, Machitoni, Lagamra. He said, this is not. The classic case of gram kibui is you have a fire. And, right, it's raging, and around it you put barrels filled with water, and it hits, and it goes out. So he wanted to call this, well, you're just, you know, putting up a block so that when the gas can't get through, it's just indirect cause. He says, no, it isn't. You turned it off. And how many times do I have to tell you? You turned off the flame, and therefore you turned it off. It's all one big question. I don't get it. It's one of the greatest, you know, rabbinic phrases ever, right? Merapsin igre just means it shatters roofs, right? It's just, you know, terrible. And I can't keep going on about, you know, obvious things. Therefore, it's obviously not mutter. But again, this was, the Masorah is, or Moshe Feinstein agree with this. If you want, anyone can take, anyone wants it. Or Tendler's conclusions like that as well, right? His conclusion, right, is as follows, right? He says, I'll read it to you. He says, Im kem b'inyan miyuchod le'or yesh arba medriga. There are four levels of kibui. Shemen shebener, taking the oil out of a candle. L'kum le'am miyuchod hakol psila. Halachically, it's all considered designated for the wick, and therefore you can't take any of the oil. Ner shel shava, if you have a candle, a wax candle, shel harash shakal miyuchad, the rash, Tosfos think, sorry, the rash thinks it's all one, lor zeruah ein miyuchad el achelak haboer. The lor zeruah says, no, only the part that's actually burning is oster, and therefore you're allowed to cut the bottom. Chatika chelav b'ner, afa rash mod ein miyuchad el achatika b'er, if you have multiple pieces of fat floating in the lamp, so even the rosh thinks you can take it out. And kinsa, which is a piece of wood, lefini is daiti came in kamsila klal. There's no wick at all. Ein chatichot mechunasos bechleiachot. So they're not one entity. Ein kan yichot klal kuleyama. If im came in nogei l'sheila seinu bevadai hagaz shehumunach b'shoferes the company, and therefore the gas which is in the company's wire, the gas which is in the company's pipes, ein yuchel or hadolik v'tanur. It's not designated for your stove. In king, kishachotis ben or legaz, so when you shut the valve, or you turn off your stove, is that who gorim kibo, it's only called causing. Eino garua mikin savachatikos chelev, it's no worse than the piece of wood in the bonfire, or the piece of fat floating. Omechitzes kelim, or the water barrels that are placed around the fire, munad leka, the inkan maise kiboy klav, afil gram kiboy leka. So again, Rav Tendler also paskins this way, like an answer to Moshe Feinstein apparently paskin this way, but Rav Poskim do not, as Rav Avadia records. You can ask your local Orthodox rabbi, which is not me.
A question about the process of tzak. First, two questions. First of all, more concretely, it sounds to me, Rav Moshe's thinking at least, would be machalic between a gas cylinder that you have with your house and the gas that you buy from the gas company.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for the process of stock. When you have one posek that's so certain, Rav Avadia's logic doesn't seem as persuasive to me as Rav Moshe's. He's pretty certain, and he's pretty certain everyone else is wrong, and most folks can go with him. Rav Moshe calls what he has to say a chiddush gadol, and he didn't want to write it.
Always a shaila I have, yeah. Right? Is that even if Rav Moshe did say it, right? The fact he didn't write it down does that mean he doesn't want people to be so mech on him?
Yeah,
I don't know.
He calls it a chiddush gadol.
Right. Now the thing is that his students testify that he did it. Right, so it wasn't like...
Right, it's not...
Right, so, but you're right. That's a part of my hesitation with it. I tend to be more convinced of Rav Avadia. If people are convinced by Ramosha, I can't tell you Ramosha doesn't make sense, meaning... I mean, you know, this is...
It's a matter of taste.
I'm saying, whatever.
That's what I'm saying, objectively, the product care.
No, right, so... Right, so one question is, what convinces you? I'm not convinced by Ramosha.
The guy's going to go crazy.
Right. I mean, look, I'm very much like Rav Asher on this one, right? I tend to look at things. Did it go out? Did I cause it to go out? Yes, right? I don't care the technique in a chanami. But whatever, if you hold like Rav Moshe, that's fine. You're right. The question of what
Sampa... Maybe it's not so fine because Rav Moshe...
Right, so that's the question. No, but what I'm saying, but that's the question, is if the Sampa... Right, if you would rely on it, you know, in terms of not because of just the Svara, but because of Rav Moshe's shoulders, and he didn't have the... You know, he felt that he couldn't say it publicly. It had to be private. You're right. I feel like you're right. Methodologically, it must be that that's a weaker type of psak, unless you're like a Talmud Mufak or Ramosha, or you follow Ramosha's Talmidim or something like that. You know, I think you're right.
But isn't the problem that they may be talking about two different technologies?
You're right. Yacholiot. Now it sounds like the way Rav Tendler presents and the way Rav Avadia presents it, it doesn't sound like it matters whether there's a pilot light or not. Right? They focus not on the fact that the fire keeps going, but on the fact that you're not directly turning off the flame, you're cutting off the gas.
No, but he also talks about the gas company and it being outside of the house, right? I mean, that's part of his sport.
Right. I mean, at some level, isn't that true with ours? No?
Yeah, true, but the Israeli...
Yeah, if you have not...
50s, I'm telling you, the Israeli style, the Israeli technology was these propane cylinders, and that's how they cook with a stove.
Right. Though the Netzer Matai is living in Bnei Brak in 1950s, so I don't know.
There's no gas coming in from the outside. Yeah,
you're right. He's even more extreme. You're right. It could be. I'm not even, I mean, their svaros would. I think their svaro would distinguish between the two. And the Netzer Matai, I don't know what he had exactly, but he is Makil even in Bnei Brak 1950. Okay. I don't know.
Avadia doesn't describe. I mean, he assumes everybody knows the kind of stove he's talking.
I mean, so does Netzer Matai. I mean, I've read the truth of Netzer Matai. I'm just bringing this. I've read the truth of Netzer Matai. Maybe I just didn't notice it because I don't know the technologies enough. But yeah, I think you're right methodologically. But okay. I mean, at this point, I have an electric stove, so, you know,
okay, so
my stove and my knife, whatever.
This may be the same problem with electricity, but based on the logic he's applying here.
Ramosha or Ravadia?
Ramosha. It means you're making a kinyan, so to speak. In other words, it wasn't your gas beforehand, and that's his reason for making it permissible to
I mean, it's not a kinyan question. It's the fact that it's just not miuchad, right? It's like the gas company has just a bunch of gas, and like it's not like this is yours and this is that person's. It's
right.
As it comes in, you know, it ticks up, and it becomes yours. Yeah, whatever.
So
call it kinyan.
But the fact when you use it,
yeah.
Once you use what's out, not in your pipe, and you're drawing from their pipe.
Well, it's the same question.
I'm saying with electricity.
Yeah, the same question running water. So, yeah, no economy. No, that's for sure true. And we pay through Havla, and, you know, but yeah, that's, you know, obviously something we have to deal with. Okay. Fine. Now, Ravadia himself has a solution. This is apparently very common in Israel. So Ravadia said, look, I don't like Nesra Matai, but I have a clever solution for you. This is what you should do. If you want the fire to go out, you don't want to leave it the whole time. So what you do, put a pot of water all the way to the top on the stove, right? And then what's going to happen inevitably? It'll start boiling, and it'll boil over, right? And for a second, right, it'll go off. As soon as it goes off, right, shut the gas, there's no flame, right? So that's what he says, right? Look at Vav. Hadar anten levarim muter lahaniecha hatanur agaz kumkul malei mayim b'chtei she'artichu at she'iglu shuv yishu chol avi chabei. I got it, right? Can you do that? Right? Put this so that it overflows into the l'chor l'fi divrei moron. He says, well, isn't this the same as, you know, putting things around the fire that will cause it to go out? So you're not allowed to do it after it's already lit, but here you're doing it before it's lit, right? Because you're putting it in and then you're lighting the flame. Hachanami, yeshlom ninyadon, nevil achad lakaso aster, amnam, rabba achorna, machokam azal maran, umatir maf achad lakaso. He said, look, according to Beis Yosef, it's only mutter if you put the water on before the light is burning. But many of the achronim say you can even do it afterwards, even once the candle is going. And therefore, Ravadia says, Lamaisa, how do you want it? If you want it to go off, right? So decide you're going to have a cup of tea, set a big pot filled to the tip top, right, with cold water, boil it, and then, you know, and then when the flame is, you know, sputtering, just shut it off.
Can you do that already when it's Shabbos?
Yom Tov. Shabbos, obviously,
right,
not
right,
Yom
yeah,
Tov,
yeah,
yes. Okay. According to Ravadia,
so you
yes.
Cook on it, take off your phone, then put the pot on.
According to Ravadia, yes. That's what Ravadia's suggestion. Ray Tertiner told me that he heard that people in Eretz Yisrael do this. Rav Uziel did not like this at all. Rav Uziel in 6 said, I don't like that either. Says Sheila, I mutter ligrom lekiboy lahavas hagaz biyom tov yidei hartachas kli malei mayim shevetichas hamayim yiglushu hamayim yechlu es alahava. Can I do what Rav Uziel just said? Tshuva. Mikra din after lahakul grom kibui lahavas hagaz, but there is that. Maybe mikra din you could. Umutar gamlas guard kaftar hagaz lachar shekapsa lava, and then you could turn off the gas once the flame is out. Ulama osekain yishlo yizar mekamadvarim, but you shouldn't. Why? Rashis ain't heter zelk shetzarachol ma'im chamin. He said, first of all, you can only do it if you need the water. Ve'inol ma'im chamin muchanim mecham chadom, and you don't have, you know, a hot water urn. Gam tzarach li, because otherwise you're not doing lochel nefesh, you're just doing to put it out. If you're doing for lochel nefesh, fine. Gam tzarach li zayir, shenosin zakli amali al kiraim. He said, furthermore, it's really hard. Because in order for this to work, it has to be full to the top. But you can't actively put it out. So you can't bring it in like, oh, I spilled, right, and it goes off. Or you can't do that, right? The whole point is that you're not doing it, is you're letting it overflow. Shalish b'chumayim v'yichbo z'eish. V'chein tzarach li zayir, shalol lahazit zakli b'shas v'yitzichaso. Right, and don't move it while it's on the flame, because it doesn't make kachish b'chol mayim b'kochol, because then you're the one causing it to go out. V'yich was eish. V'kol ofen, but really, l'chadchila tov limana mi l'chabos ez alavas ha-gaz yidei gram hazu. And really, I don't like it. Umutra ligram ez kiva l'haval yidei psichas chalon negda, if you want to. And this really, I mean, this doesn't really work with ours, right? Open the window. My stove has never gotten out. Like, it's better quality than that. Okay. But whatever. As long as the wind isn't blowing now, and that's based on Shulchan Aruch. In the Harod, he explains, Shulchan Aruch Simon Tovkov Dodal Kosav. Mevur Midivei Marat. Shenet Belgram Kiboy Eish Elek Sh'ozof Nehadlaka. So he said, why don't I think this is good? One is Ravadia says, I'm willing to make a look at the Achronim who said you're allowed to do this even once the fire is lit. But the Beis Yosef says you can only do Gram Kiboy before it's lit. Aval Achar Hadlaka Luhut Olitin Savavaner Davra Manem Elisarev. Regav Beis Yosef Sham. Beis Yosef Sham. Heavy Tiver Rasha Gram Kibi Hutzer Dav. So it's a Hutzalo. Davar Gram the Kibui. Okshone Nogeh B'davar Hadolik Aser. Behind you, Shazlo Chashuv Gram Kibui Elu Mechav Mamish. Right? Because Beis Yosef quotes the Rasha that if you do it touching the flame, then it's actual mechabe. V'hinei lefizev, and needn't be done. L'chore, it's arach l'aser, l'gram is akibu bofen hazeh, kevin sh'oseh ken l'achrad l'acha. Since you're doing this after the flame is already lit, according to Beis Yosef, that's called mechabe, not gram kibu, and therefore it's aser. Ulam nirash yesh lomar shakol mash aser moran gram kibu, kazeh eino ela b'ner im psila, sh'shayach bo kibu min ha-Torah. But then he backs off and he says, well, wait a second. Maybe it's only aser to do this gram kibu if it's kibu min ha-Torah. And this is where we come back to the question of Daraisa Darabbanan. What's the only type of kibui that's also made Daraisa on Yom Tov or even Shabbos? Kibui that creates a pechem, that creates charcoal. So like I extinguish a flame and now you leave a black piece of the wick. But if you turn off gas, it's only Darabbanan because you don't leave it, you didn't create anything, right? So therefore he said, on the one hand, you would say that this is direct causation and not gram. But on the other hand, this presumably is only kibui derabanan. If it's kibui derabanan, maybe it's mutter. He says, "It's coming to go from alacha." The hainu lasas pechamim lahav vezavasila. If him kain, who didn't lahavas gash, lo shayach beisr kibui minatera. But ours, you're just turning up gas. You're not making charcoal. Kevin she'en sham gachelat shteyase pechom. The kevin she'kain kill yosef yishlo mashamar and yodav as lahatir gram kibui shalser. So maybe it should be mutter. V'adayin yesh lodun zeh, another suffix. The esher sh'nisiz mayim agabe lahavas hagaz lo chashiva gram kibwe ledina kekocho. But on the other hand, maybe this isn't gram, it's actual kocho. Right? Because, you know, you're putting it there and it's going to spill over. And you're causing it to boil over. Ulam. Nirish yesh tamach lakal benin zeh. But he's not sure. So, that, right? He pushes back. He says, on the one hand, maybe this is more direct. On the other hand, maybe it isn't. Right? And that's really the suffix with whether Rav Avadia is right. And he said it depends on whether Isha Mishum Chetzio is only true by Dini Mamanos, the Chayvim Nizakir, the Darba Dvarim, Aval Inyan Chiyuv Mise, and the Chayvim Larticham, and then Isha Mishum Chetzio, and Ken Osa Maitha Mamish, the Alkol Panim, Pasha Shish, Lizar, Shkinosin, and Sakli Amalia Lahava, Shalishukho Maim Alava. But at any rate, if you're going to follow Rabbi Avadia, make sure that you don't spill directly, the Hemechabaz Alava Biadaim, because then you're doing it actively. V'chein yizar shalul lahazes is akli b'shas v'sichaso, and don't move it, sheichu amayim el hava, l'achar shikafs el hava, and once it goes out, so then, if you're doing this, then mutl eskars haberes agaz, kirlo etzegez achutzas, so the gas doesn't go out, sharein b'skirs haberes shum isur, v'dami l'soger beres shomayim, v'af b'hazazaz akaftor ein isur mishum mukta. Okay, so that is basically the discussion of the gas stoves. We didn't yet get to, timers, but hopefully that won't take too long. You see, I only put 7, 8, and 9, just this local question. Timers is a huge shaila. I only put the part of the shaila that relates to this halachic question, nothing else, not the rest of it. So hopefully that will only take like 15 minutes next time, and we'll move on to more kibui. Don't worry, we got plenty of kibui to go. But we will definitely move on to the next.
Can we go
to next
back to
Rav
Moshe's tshuva for a second, or the tshuva he didn't give?
The tshuva he never wrote, yeah.
He never wrote. Where are you turning off the gas? In other words, in most gas stoves, you don't...
So he's talking about on the gas stove.
Okay, and the other tshuva he's talking about...
On the gas stove. Theoretically, you could have distinguished and put it at the...
So they're not talking about it at the pipe or...
No. You could have, but Rav Moshe is talking about turning it off. But
is that okay. The last word on it?
What?
Or is there something more recent? You said Russia Weiss?
No, Russia Weiss is not talking about this. He has just a general approach to things in life, where we judge it. When I refer to Rav Asher, I just refer to his common sense, where he says, malachos are defined by what you see, right? Not right? This is my general approach to life, not like...
Even though
like,
kind of
the approach when we talked about the
camp. Yeah, I mean, right, well, I guess sort of like that also. Yeah.
90% of malachos to do something to
Yeah, I don't know, like Rizal Nehemiah says things like this. I mean, he's not the only one. Rav Asher says it over and over and over and over and over and over again in every context.
But that's not
right?
Mashma, though, from the various legalisms throughout the Gemara and throughout.
He's Hasidish. He brings the best of Hasidus to Brisker Lumbus. It's amazing. I can't help it. I like common sense. I just can't help it. It's a chisaron in me. Okay.